the challenge of the beep test, we watch you guys go through that. Just explain for everybody what that process is like and what's it like to go through and how happy are you it's done.
Yeah, it's it's one of those things you got to do, but it's obviously tough on the conditioning side of things, but happy all that stuff is done.
How does the feeling of this camp differ to ones in the past based on what your team was able to accomplish and how deep you were able to go into the playoffs last year?
I think to a certain degree, we have to treat it just like any other camp, but at the same time, we have to think about it as, obviously there are expectations and, those are higher than previous years just because of what we did last year. But at the end of the day, it comes down to a lot of hard work. Making things that we could have done better last year, better this year, and a little more hard work after that.
A lot of the players on this team, especially players like you and Blake, seem like the kind of guys who revel in that higher pressure and those expectations. Would that be the case?
Yeah, you wanna be one of those guys that takes that pressure and runs with it. And I think that pressure has to motivate you, has to make you more determined to want more and do more for your team. And we're all competitors, so that pressure we feed off of.
Nothing tweaked at all, Mark? I know you came off just for a second there, just a bit shorter than the other guys. Everything was fine?
Yeah, just got a little tight, and there's no sense hurting yourself in fitness testing.
Blake had mentioned that he had picked up some tips from you in training this summer. Did you talk to him a lot about nutrition, or did he pick your brain about that?
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Me and Wheels are really tight. We like to bounce things off each other, and he's a pretty intelligent guy as well. So, we both bounce ideas off each other, and had things we wanted to work on, and things that we had ideas for each other. So, it was a good summer, and we're both excited to get this thing going again.
How much did the your teammates ask you to use some of your knowledge?
Yeah, once in a while, I'm not going to go chasing guys, but guys here and there will ask me about certain things or certain nutrition things or certain training things that I do, and I'm an open book with them. So whenever a teammate or a guy in the organization has a question, I'm always open to helping them.
Considering it all, camp opening up, and Josh obviously isn't here right now. He's one of the leaders on this group. Is that a concern?
Yeah, obviously we want him here. He's such a huge part of our team. Obviously we wish he was here. Obviously there's a lot of other things in effect that we don't have control of, but obviously we want him here. He's a huge part of our team, and we know he wants to be with us too, but that's the side of the business of this game. So hopefully they get it done soon.
What's the biggest challenge coming into this year after the success that you guys had on not being as excited maybe as the city is as to what lies ahead this year?
Yeah, I think in our minds, we can't rest on what we did last year. Obviously we had a good year. There's going to be expectations, but at the end of the day, it takes a whole lot of hard work. It takes a lot of things to go right, and we have to start here. It's day one. A practice starting tomorrow, and we have to be, ready for a lot of hard work to play fast, to play our game, and get ramped up for the season.
In saying that, though, just a sense of excitement that you guys were able to win in a lot of buildings last year that you hadn't won in before. Does that give you more confidence as a group?
Yeah, I think so. I think that just comes with finding your game, and that's something that us as a team wants to do. We want to continue to find our game and be consistent with it, and that has to continue to be our focus. Going forward, is that we have to know what we do well and do it on a night to night basis, whether we're home or away.
Mark, you're a real student of the game. No doubt, you've been following some of the developments in the Western Conference just in the last few days. Sagan signs his extension. Carlson goes to San Jose, Pacioretty to Vegas. So what do you make of all the movement, especially in the Western Conference?
Yeah, teams are getting better. That's what happens. Teams want players, and obviously in our division it's especially prevalent. Teams get better and better every year, and you can't afford to take a step back because you're going to pay for it. So we're looking to take another step forward here, and every game in our conference, especially in our division, is always going to be tough.
So your dance video didn't sway Josh then? What was his reaction to it?
He was happy about it. He's, you know, me and him, it was an inside joke between me and him. So, you know, I have no swing to do for him. You know, obviously, he's a big part of this team, and, you know, he will be in the future. And, you know, that's for the team to get in order.
Mike, there's a lot of tension paid when Patrick was arrived, but the fact that he'd gotten a little bit leaner. What'd you think of the leaner Liney that's arrived in camp?
I noticed the beard right away. Obviously, that's a huge positive. But, yeah, he looks fit. He looks in good shape. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to finally get on the ice and practice with all the boys tomorrow.
Mark, what's it meant to you to have a guy like Brian Little to learn from when you broke in to now?
Oh, it's been huge. You know, Brian is an unbelievable hockey player, and he's taught me so much at the center position, you know, throughout the years I've been here. You know, it's been huge to learn from. It's been huge to, you know, bounce ideas off of him and go back and forth that way. So he was a great mentor to me when I'm younger, and he still is now. And, you know, he's a great guy to be a part of a team with.